Henk, was hältst du davon, wenn wir mal ein bisschen Werbung machen für unseren fantastischen Podcast Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Ja, aber was willst du denn da sagen?
Na, dass wir ein überragend guter Musikpodcast sind. Wir reden wöchentlich über die wunderbare Welt der Rockmusik, querbeet durch die Jahrzehnte und Musikgenres. Also was meinst du, machen wir einen Spot?
Ja, aber wozu? Wir sind doch so gut. Wir brauchen doch keine Werbung. Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Überall da, wo gute Podcasts zu Hause sind.
This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
This is episode 18 of Painting on Glass, song for beautiful planet Earth.
Leave another sign for me to find behind, so I might be able to find you. Show it with a trace of a smile and the love. This might be something to show me.
Thank you so much for dialing in again. Today it's all about a song I recorded some year ago, but it's current stuff, as you will see now.
Look at the world and I just wonder why. About little things many ways I try to understand, try to comprehend, but the wonder I must say it remains.
I've always loved the view they show from space when looking down at beautiful planet Earth. Anyone does, I guess. It's like a shining pearl marbled in blue and white color. And it's home to all of us, right in front of a huge black vastness that offers only little shining stars, suns that are light years away. I had this image in mind when I published the song in 2012. I have this song in mind now, facing the fires in Canada, the flooding in Belgium and Germany, and being worried about the climate that is all about to change. And what about all the little things that seem to have changed? What about woman and man? Are they still able to talk without being afraid to lose something? Let's see.
Look at the people, woman and man. They turned out not able to speak. Fight for every chance that's inside a match. Both just gotten weak. Tell me, where did we go? Tell me, where did we go wrong?
Yeah, tell me, where did we go wrong? Peter Benchley wrote his famous novel Jaws way back in the 70s. And with the movie version by Steven Spielberg, it became a blockbuster and changed the attitude of the people toward sharks in the ocean. Nothing more scary than a dorsal fin that cuts through the smooth surface of the water while you are taking a bath. The novel and the movie played with these images, these fears, rooted deep in any man when helplessly out there on his or her own. Sharks might bite, but that was something else. This portrayed a monster that was all about hunting and killing callous people in the water. It led to a decline of the shark population, and Benchley noticed this later in a very emotional way, because sharks are important to the ecosystem of the ocean, and so he changed into actions in environmental matters. He felt sad for what he had started, and he wanted to change this again. Just one example out of many others.
And look at the ocean, the mighty shark. Some say it's declining to fall. But who should take care of the mighty sea when we kill them all? And look at the mountains, places of waste, thousands of people each day. 8,000 meters we're ready to ruin as long as the last climber pays. Tell me, where did we go wrong? Tell me, where did we go wrong?
You just heard the second part of the verse, which is all about the mountain and the highest of all, the Mount Everest. There is so much waste and garbage on the way uphill because of all the mountaineers that want to climb up there each year. They say the total is about 700 to 800 a year. They pay some $1,000 to get up there without a guarantee to reach the summit or to come back alive. Many a tragedy happened there while the snow silently covers many a dream at the height of 8,000 meters. But you see, I'm not blaming anybody for anything. It just makes me wonder.
Look at the sky, for all we took up is someday going to come down. Thousands of planes can soon hide the sun, and beware of what's coming to come. Nuclear waste buried in the sand, X-ray in the womb of our earth. Place for our children to play and to grow. We soon turn out gun berserk. Tell me, where did we go wrong? Tell me, where did we go wrong?
Well, we're the people of the 21st century, and we gotta deal with that fact. We have found the ways of fast information and fake. And we are the ones to take care of the generations which are about to follow. That's a simple fact, which is not to be realized easily. What can one man do? Tell me.
A soldier in a field who carries a gun. He's starting to smile suddenly. He throws it away. He's hugging someone he formerly called enemy. War that would end the wars of our world is a lie, that's what we all know. No color of skin, confession or race should divide us on our way home. Tell me, where did we go wrong? Tell me, where did we go wrong?
I'm sure you've already noticed the Greek style of the chorus, don't you? I chose to make it look like this because it reminded me of dancing and the easiness which is able to fight all boundaries of the human mind. There is so much light in this world and among people of different nations, races, and religion that I always feel grateful to be here on this beautiful planet Earth. It's a gift to be here, and it's so much more than just getting along. We can't think about the ways of this world, and it's up to us to see and to take action right in front of our own home. Don't laugh at me now, but it begins with a smile, and it turns out into a dance that many are able to join in and to share. It's as easy as that. Now, in the background, I can hear the voices of my Greek friends, and I can see them dancing. What a lovely picture.
I know there's a God in heaven above who looks at the scars of our earth. As he holds his hands above us, I wonder if he, what we do, understands. Lend me your ear and lend me your hand. I believe it's never too late to take the first step. Try to begin, for a brand new way's close at hand. I'm sure we are ready to learn. I'm sure we are ready to learn.
And now we've just come to the end of this episode. The name of the song is Earth Song 2013. It had been published as an album and is not available on online services. In case you should be interested, just send me a note via the contact area on my website. And remember, help other people to find this podcast by rating, following, sharing, or giving a little review yourself, or tell the people about this podcast. Just be a part of it and stay tuned. Thank you so much, and God bless all of you.
Sure we are ready to learn. I'm so sure we are ready to learn.
Watch out for this, and let me thank you for listening and your personal interest. You will find all of my music on major streaming and download platforms on the internet, and all of my books on Amazon.com. Look out for them under my name, and you will find all of them. We'll meet here in a few episodes to come, if you want to. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.